Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic.
CBS News Brief. At least 9 people killed. Dozens of miners are trapped after Taiwan's strongest earthquake in a quarter century. The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes is in Taipei.
I live on the 8th floor, and the whole building really started to shake very, very violently, very wildly, and it was moving side to side in very violent manner.
Egyptian state media say the bodies of 6 foreign aid workers killed in an Israeli airstrike have been transported out of Gaza. A 7th was buried there yesterday. Israeli military chief Herzi Halevi.
We will continue taking immediate actions to ensure that more is done to protect humanitarian aid workers.
Missy Testerman, second grade teacher from Tennessee, is National Teacher of the Year. She tells CBS.
There are 3.5 million teachers in this country. So to be named as the teacher who gets to advocate for our teachers and our students is just an incredible honor.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters are approving a pair of constitutional amendments that would ban the use of private money for elections and limit who can be involved in the voting process. Supporters say they're necessary steps to safeguard election integrity in Wisconsin, but opponents say they could leave local election operations underfunded and understaffed. The amendments will become part of the Constitution when yesterday's vote is ratified in a few weeks. Donald Trump is endorsing U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde, who was at the former president's rally in Green Bay yesterday.
Republicans must win. We want to landslide. We want it to be too big to rig.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He'll campaign in Madison on Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. United Way of Southwood and Adams County's annual United Weekend Food Sculpture Contest has been announced. It will happen on Witter Field on Tuesday, June 18th. They're looking for teams to participate in the event. The competition includes using hundreds of donated food and basic need items to build sculptures. These sculptures will be on display during the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game against the Battle Creek Battle Jacks, with play starting at 6:35 on June 18th. A panel of judges will give awards for most nutritious and most creative, and fans in attendance will vote on a Community Choice Award. You'll need to register your team by May 1st to be entered to win Craft River tickets. You can visit uwswac.org to register. Mid-State Technical College held their ribbon cutting for the new LEAD Center this week. The new center will serve as Mid-State's business management leadership home base. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today. More light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow. Rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I'm joined by Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
Good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to dive into some entertainment news in a moment. And we're also going to get into 10 things that are overpriced, but still completely worth it.
All right.
We've got that one coming up. We've got some other great articles for you. So That Ain't Right story or two, along with our schedule, we'll get to you, and some local good stories of the day. Looking forward to touching on all of these things with you, everybody. But we have to start right here on a bit of a melancholy note. So bad. Obi, why a dog? Why a dog for a vampire?
Count Floyd here. Saturday night, kids. Time for another monster chiller horror theater.
Then, of course, the legend, the great Joe Flathery from Second City Television.
Oh, man.
Count Floyd.
Count Floyd.
One of my first impersonating characters.
And you can why is that not surprise me?
You can still hear a little of that impersonation. I still do a little of it.
Okay.
When I'm doing this voice or anything
like that. True.
That's where it comes from. That's where it begins. One of my favorite people, one of my biggest influences, Mr. Joe Flattery, has passed away. Great American actor, writer, comedian, best known for his work on, of course, the Canadian sketch comedy show Second City Television. Mm-hmm. He was on from 76 to 84, watched every single episode as a kid, and loved every bit of it. Got to stay up late watching it, and I loved Eugene Levy. John Candy's one of my favorite human beings of all time.
Rick Moranis.
Rick Moranis was incredible. Obviously, Martin Short and the incredible work of Martin Short and the wonderful ladies on that show. Mm-hmm. But Joe Flattery was the most underrated, to me, is the most underrated sketch comedy actor of all time.
It's interesting that he was kind of the lead guy on Second City. You know, he played, I forget the name of his name was the producer, whatever his name was. And he was in a lot of sketches and everything like that. He was the one that never really translated to the mainstream like almost everyone else did from that group. Yeah. They all ended up doing mainstream stuff. For whatever reason, he wasn't. Maybe it was because he was 6'7"? I mean, he was extremely tall, too. I mean, keep that in mind. But
Flattery also served in the United States Air Force for 4 years before getting into theater. Pittsburgh boy, born and raised in Pittsburgh before moving to Chicago and, of course, starting his work there. Mm-hmm. He worked with Belushi a lot, Harold Ramis. Those two, all three of those guys were really close. Mm-hmm. And I was really happy to see him years and years later show up on Freaks and Geeks as the dad.
Yeah.
He stole scenes from other actors. Like, he was such a great performer.
Every time he appeared in his small role, he still did it. How about the guy from Happy Gilmore, Jackass?
That was him. That was him. Yeah. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
Great performer. He was good. He will be very, very missed. Mm-hmm. I know that last night I spent most of my time watching a bunch of Count Floyd sketches and everything. Now that's what I'll do tonight, too, when I get done, when I get a chance. He will be missed. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and take a look at a couple of other interesting notes in the entertainment world. George Lucas tops the Forbes list of the 2024 list of celebrity billionaires.
Oh, jeez.
It pays to create stuff
and then sell it to Disney.
Yeah.
That really helps.
Steven Spielberg is number two on that list. Kind of interesting. George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, Michael Jordan, all in the top three.
You know, that the Lucas and the Jordan one totally makes sense. You know, we hear all about their stuff. Steven Spielberg? Wow. Who knew?
Who knew? Like $4.8 billion, that man. I would not have guessed Steven Spielberg was a billionaire.
No.
And I feel very stupid saying that out loud, but I honestly wouldn't have thought of that. I don't think of him that way.
We don't think of him as a businessman. You think of George Lucas because he started Lucasfilm. He started his own business, and he did that very specifically because he wanted to. You don't think about that with Steven Spielberg, even though he's got Amblin Entertainment, you know. Yes. He's a part of DreamWorks and all this stuff. But you don't think about that. All you think about him as a filmmaker. That's it.
Yeah, it's really weird. And it really speaks to, this is another one of those people that I don't feel like, and this isn't necessarily something I'm pointing my finger and you know, blaming society for. I think this is just the nature of humans and the way we are. Mm-hmm. We're not going to appreciate this guy until he's gone. There's just no way you can completely appreciate the work of Steven Spielberg and the legend career that he has had. He's obviously not done. He's already working on a project right now. He's going to continue to direct and probably to his last day.
Oh, I'm sure.
So who knows the work that he could create? But if you just took one or two of his films and that was it, his legend is set.
Absolutely.
And I don't care what movies. That's the thing. Most directors, it's got to be this one or it's got to be that one. Mm-hmm. Have your pick.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Which one do you want? Go ahead. Pick two films out of Spielberg's career and tell me that he wouldn't have a legendary career even with just those two films. Even if it's like Goonies and Willow. I still.
Well, and you know, I'm not the biggest Steven Spielberg fan out there, but even saying that, there's a couple of his movies that I really like, you know, and that I think are very entertaining. So, I mean, you can't say anything about his career. It's a remarkable career.
This is kind of a fun one, Seth. I wanted to, you know, usually in our entertainment sections, we're getting some information in or talking about new releases or something like that. Every once in a while, I have some fun with these. Some celebrities are connected to each other through weird ways. not because they were co-stars or because they hooked up or something like that, but other interesting ways, like and I thought it'd be kind of fun to check out these wild connections between celebrities.
All right.
Like Elton John is Eminem's AA sponsor. Right, that's weird. I didn't know that. It's cool. That's cool.
That is so cool. And, that is so awesome.
And that's not something that like either of them are doing for notoriety or anything. This came out because somebody shared a secret that they weren't supposed to.
Right.
This, by all rights, should still be hidden.
Like, right.
We shouldn't know this.
It's called Alcoholics Anonymous for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, it's very cool. That is such a cool thing. Yeah.
Apparently, Sir Elton John has dead of night, been taking phone calls and FaceTiming with him and stuff. And not in a long time. He's been doing good for a while.
Right.
Now.
Yep.
But apparently, those early days, he was a huge help to him.
It's amazing. It's just remarkable.
And it also kind of answers, well, why did Elton John and Eminem do the? I think there was the Grammys. They did Stan or something like that.
Yeah.
Why did they do that? Now this is kind of making.
They did
a
have a
worse.
Relationship. Yep.
Yeah. Keanu Reeves met Dolly Parton when he was a kid because his mother made costumes for her, including her infamous Playboy bunny outfit. Mom also knew Alice Cooper, who once babysat Keanu.
Oh, jeez.
Crazy.
I didn't know his mom was a costume designer.
Had no
How
idea.
About that?
That's
because he never talks about anything. That's why.
I felt like I knew everything about Keanu Reeves. He's one of those guys I really like. Mm-hmm. I've studied his career. I even in school did a project on his career. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. I had no idea.
No
about
clue.
That. No clue. Cameron Diaz went to high school with Snoop Dogg, and she's pretty. She's pretty sure that she bought some stuff off him. Like yeah. that's kind of funny to admit.
Who doesn't Snoop Dogg? Who doesn't he know? I mean, and seriously, he knows everybody. He's got weird connections all over the place, man.
I am a fan of Kevin Bacon. I like Kevin Bacon. I don't want to take anything from him, but I think we may have to change it to 6 degrees of separation from Snoop.
I think you're right, man.
Kevin James, I love this one. Kevin James and WWE star Mick Foley went to high school together and were on the same wrestling team.
And one went further with it. One became a comedian. Okay.
I love when you hear something and it's kind of like, yeah, that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. Yeah.
Even though it shouldn't. There's no reason it should. That makes complete sense.
I totally could see Kevin James as a wrestler when he was a kid. Yeah.
Meghan Markle did the invitations for Robin Thicke's 2005 wedding because she was working as a calligrapher before she made it big. That's crazy. That's weird.
A calligrapher?
Yeah. It's interesting. Gig.
Unknown talents.
Yeah.
Boy, we should do a whole segment on famous people's unknown talent, things that you don't know that they're really good at.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
That's fascinating. Wow.
Scarlett Johansson and Jack Antonoff dated in high school. Interesting. I've talked about this one quite a bit, actually. Ed Sheeran slept on Jamie Foxx's couch for 6 weeks when he first moved to L.A.
That's crazy.
Jamie Foxx basically discovered Ed Sheeran.
Yep, he did.
Martin Luther King Jr. paid the hospital bills when Julia Roberts was born.
What?
Yeah.
Huh? What?
Because Julia's parents let his kids attend their theater school at a time when few programs would admit black children. Yeah. Take that one with you, everybody.
Yeah. No idea.
You want to win a bar bet or something like
that's
that?
That's a good one.
Hey, I got a connection between Martin Luther King Jr. and Julia Roberts. Like, what? No way. Especially because they're so far apart in our timelines in our head.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
It's crazy to think of it. A shout out to Julia Roberts' parents.
Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, had no
Again,
idea.
Again, no idea.
I didn't even know she came from a theater family.
Nope.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty
That makes
impressive.
Sense. You know, her brother, too, is in acting and stuff. Yeah. I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. Now that you think about it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of this stuff is like that in some ways. And finally, Samuel L. Jackson was an usher at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral. A year later, during a protest at Morehouse College, Jackson and others took the school board hostage. One of those board members was Martin Luther King Sr. Yeah. This was a protest. I've heard him talk about this and everything.
I have not. I had not heard about that.
He has talked about how that the folly of youth sometimes, and you think you're doing something good, and you may not be. That passion you see in him when there's snakes on a plane or any of these things.
Yeah.
That's not just for acting. Like that man's got that fire in him.
I did not realize that. Wow,
that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
All of that is pretty amazing. Like, I don't know if I gave us enough time to really let any of those register. Like, that is pretty wild.
Two MLK ones, too. Who knew? I mean, seriously. Yeah.
There are dozens more out there. If you're interested, you can go to BuzzFeed and check it out there at BuzzFeed.com. Encourage you to do so if mm-hmm. that's the kind of thing that interests you. Earlier, we had our good friend Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing with the Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Be sure to join us every Wednesday for that. I wanted to remind you that Phil and a lot of his has a lot of great castmates and a lot of talented people with him on the WRCT stage getting ready for their final main stage finale of the season, Rumors. Rumors premieres May 3rd. Get your tickets now at wrctheater.org and keep a lookout at wrct.org. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of great things going on over there. Improv comedy night at the theater is coming up. That is going to be a fun one. They have been doing karaoke over there.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our
fabulously attended karaoke, too.
It's great to see.
It was great.
Silver Foxes got a lot of great work going on. And, of course, Hopo Productions are coming up real soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the Director's Showcase, Tiny Beautiful Things, premieres April 5th. It is coming up this week, everybody, at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater. Mm. This is a great one. It's based on the book by Cheryl Strayard. A lot of great actors that you've seen over the years on the WRCT stage.
Good friends
stage.
Of ours, yeah.
Yes, going to be a part of this one. Get your tickets and find out more. Support local theater, everybody. Support the arts. You'd know if it was gone. You'd know if it wasn't there.
We're telling you. Mm-hmm. We're telling you. Lots of good stuff going on. It's really exciting time at the theater group there now. It is.
Shout out to Gretch and her team and the board and everything. All the decisions.
Lots of great ideas coming out.
A lot of good stuff. It's been fun. It's been really fun. Find out more and get your tickets at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. We will check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Everyone likes a clean, comfortable seat. If you're at the movies or a concert, you wouldn't sit in a seat covered in sticky soda. No, you want the best seat. It's the same for a porta potty. You want them clean and comfortable for concerts, fairs, sporting events, or job sites. So you call Crockett Septic. They can provide porta potty rentals and reliable service to ensure a clean and comfortable experience. Crockett Septic can handle all your porta potty rentals. Call Crockett Septic now at 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Need repairs? How about a new truck? Don't worry. Both can be found at TJ's Auto and Collision Center on Highway 73 in Wisconsin Rapids. And do we have trucks? From industrial to moving to S10s to SUVs, TJ's Auto has the right truck for the right price. Check out our website at tjsauto.net or stop by to enjoy our welcoming and comfortable customer experience. TJ's Auto is a proud sponsor of the Southwood County Humane Society's Pet of the Week. And remember, we have trucks!
To everyone who craves a sweet treat with a little something special, let me tell you about our concrete mixers at Culver's. There's so many reasons I love fresh frozen custard. It's so rich, so creamy. It's the perfect treat. But when I handcraft it with all of your favorite mix-ins and see your smiles after every spoonful, it's clear. What makes our concrete mixers so special to me is making them just for you.
Thank you.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, love it. Just love that twing guitar.
That guitar, man.
Oh, love it. Gets me. Want to remind everybody that our friend Aaron Wells, Director of Aging and Wellness at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin, let us know this morning that senior dining and Meals on Wheels will be canceled for today. Also, I want to let you know that Aspirus Riverview Home Delivered Meals is canceled for today.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind it is always canceled when there is no public schools in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good reminder.
Along with that, when the schools are canceled, our friends over at the Elks Lodge will also not have bingo on Wednesdays.
That's correct.
Keep that in mind with all of these things. Mm-hmm. Look out for each other. Give each other some grace. And if you know somebody that receives one of those meals, mm-hmm. please do us a favor. Check in on them.
And above all, drive safe, please.
Yeah.
It's kind of slick out there.
Be patient. Take your mm-hmm. time out there. And employers, give your employees some grace today.
Yes, yes, please.
Be understanding about that. I would think that most of them are.
I think so.
If you need a reminder, be good. be good to each other. We got to get into this one, Seth. When gas prices started climbing, you never hear people say, oh, this is totally cool. I'll pay anything. Transportation is very important. No, all we do is bicker and complain.
Oh, that's good.
People on social media are talking about things that are overpriced but are still 100% worth it. And here are some of the popular responses.
All right.
And we want your feedback, everybody. 715-424-2600. We can expand this a little bit. I've talked about this before. I'm not a name brand guy. I don't care. Does it fit? Does it work? I'm good with it.
Right.
But growing up, I noticed that Adidas shoes lasted me longer. So to this day, I will spend a little bit more on shoes to buy those because I know that in the long run, I'm not going to have to buy a new pair of shoes next year.
Exactly.
That'll last me longer. Timberland's another one of those.
Yep.
This is almost pretty much the end of my list. I don't really have much else.
Well, and it's not because necessarily the name. It's just because for whatever reason, they fit your feet well. And which I found out with shoes, if it's also it has to do with the way you walk.
Yeah.
Because I always wear out the shoe on the same spot.
Yes. Yeah,
because
here.
Of the way
yeah.
I walk.
Yeah.
So if you find a good pair of shoes where it doesn't happen, now that's good. You found something good there. Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. So looking at this list, good, comfortable shoes and socks is number one.
Absolutely.
I didn't look ahead, actually, so I feel a little silly. But
that totally makes sense, though. It really does.
It does. Everybody knows that that point when they became an adult. It's not when you turned 18. It's not when you turned 21. It's when you got socks for a gift and you realize, yes, new socks.
I don't have to buy them myself.
Yeah,
right?
When you were excited about new socks, that is the day you became an adult.
Exactly.
That is it. A quality mattress, a quality pillow, or an a quality sofa.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Sleep is everything.
Yeah.
As somebody who doesn't do it, let me tell you, sleep is everything. If you invest in a pillow, in a blanket, in a good bed, these are smart investments.
Yeah.
These are investments in you, and you deserve that.
And maybe that's kind of what we're looking at here. And I haven't seen the rest of the list here, but it's like these things are like you invest in.
Yeah.
These are things that you're not exactly necessarily buying them. You are investing in them because hopefully not only are they comfortable and the right thing, but they last longer.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, too.
You're not going to see Versace on this list. You're not going to see things like that.
No.
Hiring movers. One person said worth their weight in gold.
They are. We have moved a couple of times since Beth and I have been married for obvious reasons. And getting a good mover or not a good mover, I mean, it means everything. When we moved from North Dakota to here, we had some of the best movers we've ever had. And I can't tell you how much easier they made it. I cannot tell you.
I can only imagine, man. I have to be honest. We've moved so much in my life. And it is a big deal to my dad that you do this. Like, he takes a lot of pride in not just moving, but the construction of putting things in a vehicle and all that. So I've never used movers before. But I can imagine that that's worth it.
Exactly. I mean, the nice thing is we don't have to pay for it because the denomination does, because that's why we're moving. So, but still, you could. I mean, it's a crapshoot. You don't know what you're going to get, and when you get good ones, oh yeah, that's the best.
This is in no particular order, but I got to think that if it was, this would be number one or number two: air conditioning. Now here in the Midwest, it is important, but I don't think it is like vital as it is in the South and in some of our warmer states, even in California.
The flip side, furnace.
Yeah.
Seriously, if you need a good furnace around here, and that might be something you would be willing to pay a few extra dollars to make sure it's a good one. Yeah.
One that should be universal and shouldn't be come out of really, we need to really put a focus on. We need to figure out childcare in this country.
Mm-hmm.
That's first and foremost.
Yep.
And right after that, 1A, 1B is dental care.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm an adult. I understand this country and I love this country, and loving something, you see all of it for what it is, not just the beauty, but the scars of it. And what I love, one thing I know about our country, we will probably never have universal health care. We will probably never have that. I want to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong about that.
I'm totally with you on that.
But I don't know. But we could dang sure get universal dental care down.
Yeah.
That is something we still have a chance to do.
Right.
And it is too vital. The mouth is too vital to survive, to live, for us not to do this.
For the first time last year when I did my annual checkup, my doctor asked, are you getting regular dental checkups? That, and I had never heard, my doctor had never asked me that before. I said, yeah, every 6 months. She's like, good. Because that is how important it is to your overall health.
Yeah.
We have neglected that for so long. And we have to keep, I'm with you 100%, man.
Yeah. And number six, experiences. Save money on day-to-day stuff, but splurging on an experience a concert ticket, a getaway, a class you've been wanting to take, maybe.
Anything like that.
These kind of things create lasting memories that you can live off of the rest of your life. A great one.
Man, that one is, for my family, that's like top of the list.
Yeah.
We're willing to pay more to do that because that's more to us. Experiencing something is better than having something.
Yes.
That seems to me, memories, everything you can take back, experiencing something you haven't before. It's priceless, man.
I try to say this with
MasterCard. It's priceless.
With you can advertise with us, MasterCard. We just gave you a promo. I think about this, and I say this to people whenever it comes to meeting a celebrity or somebody they really look up to or something like that. I learned this actually 20 feet from us over at the Ram School now, but it used to be West Junior High. Joey Hargrove, great author, wonderful author, came there, gave a speech, spoke to us afterwards, and I went up and I wanted to shake her hand and thank her for the book and the speech and everything. Mm-hmm. And as I was walking up to her, I saw these other kids signing their book, and I just felt like I would I rather have a conversation with her or the signature, because you only had time for one or the other. And so I had a conversation with her. I remember every word of it.
Wow.
And how much it impacted me, for me, every celebrity or quote unquote famous person I have met, I've never asked for an autograph. Give me a chance to just talk to you. When I met James Earl Jones, I remember every word of that conversation. Yeah. If I had a signature, where would it be? I moved 80,000 times since then. I would have lost it for sure.
Right,
but
right.
That memory's right up there.
Yep, exactly.
It's a very similar thing there with that, I think.
I'm with you.
Premium wireless noise-canceling headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that, yeah.
If you wear them quite a bit, absolutely makes 100% sense, yeah.
A shout out to the to the Modern Layaway and the Claras and those things, because it's the only reason I have a pair of $100 headphones on my head right now. I did not buy these upright.
No.
And they were used.
But still.
There is a difference. There's a difference in these headphones. And when I put these on and I put other headphones on, I can hear a clear, distinct difference. And in this industry, that matters a lot.
That means a lot.
It really does go a long way.
Yep.
But even we just got done talking about how much music is important. If you spend a little money on music, if you spend a little money on a good record player because you want to go back, listening to vinyl.
Vinyl, right.
There's vinyl parties all the time doing that kind of thing. Or headphones because you listen to a lot of music. Maybe a car stereo. I don't have a problem with these things. Certainly... don't want to spend the money on that and not, the
not be able to
bill.
Eat or rent or something. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. We're having that in mind with all this.
Yeah.
But I do get that a little bit. It's lower on the list than a lot of these other things, but it's on there.
But yeah.
Quality pots and pans. One person said the cheap ones flake, scratch, warp, scratch, or whatever, and you just end up buying new ones anyway. So simply buying new, our good ones last.
Boy, that is a great, I hadn't thought about it in a while, but that is a great point.
Yeah.
Buying quality, anything in the kitchen, actually. You can do more than just pots and pans because, think about it. You use these things a lot. So you want something that's going to last for a while. Otherwise, not only say it breaks and you have to get a new one, that's more waste.
Yeah.
That you're throwing in the dumpsters and all that kind of stuff. So,
an honorable mention here on the outside, especially to the ladies out there, spending money on a good purse. My whole life, the women in my life, whether it was my mother, my grandmother, my nana, any of these people, would never spend money on a good purse, and they'd just end up like it falling apart in the middle of the in the store or something like that. You guys use that way too much. Spend the money. And spend the money. I say spend the money.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into purses on the air here, because otherwise I won't be able to go home. So I'll just kind of tiptoe past that one.
A warm winter coat comes up next on the list. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, especially around here.
yeah.
Maybe not this winter, but we know what's going to be happening. Eventually, we'll be getting another bad winter. So, you know.
And again, you can catch this complete list at Reddit. Encourage you to do that if you're curious. The 10, wrapping up the 10 things that are overpriced but still totally worth it. A divorce.
Hey-o! Oh, come on.
That's, yeah, that was a,
come on.
A hanging fruit
that's
there.
That's an 80s joke, man.
It really was like an 80s joke. It really was. 1880s. We'll take a time out. We'll catch up with our news here. We'll come back. News and sports, I should mention. And we'll be back with some more fun coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy are sending him a clear message. At least 47,000 Democratic primary voters voted uninstructed yesterday. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW La Crosse. He predicted this week the protest vote would be much bigger than 20,000.
I think it was quite shrewd of them to set that expectation, because when they most likely exceed that expectation, it will be viewed as a smashing success.
Chergosky spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Governor Evers is keeping his promise to veto a bill to ban transgender athletes from women and girls' school sports in Wisconsin. Critics say it was a shot in the culture war that would have harmed LGBTQ plus youth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you want to work for the Raptors this summer, they're holding open interviews starting tomorrow. The Wisconsin Rapids Raptors will have open interview dates for game day summer positions on April 4th and April 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Witter Field. If you're interested, you should bring your application and be ready for an on-the-spot interview. You can find out more at northwoodsleague.com. National Volunteer Week is later this month, and the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties want to celebrate their volunteers. Any community members who volunteered with the United Way in 2023 are invited to attend this drive-through event on Friday, April 26th. It's at St. John's the Evangelist Church between noon and 1:30. That's located on 320 Oak Street in Wisconsin Rapids. You'll receive a small gift as appreciation for your contributions to United Way's efforts to strengthen our community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A win on opening day. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kicked off their home game season with a 3-2 win over the Minnesota Twins. There was a home run by Christian Yelich, some good pitching, and new third baseman Oliver Dunn with a SportsCenter top 10 catch that had him looking like Superman on Bally Sports.
Liner caught!
Couple of steps, a dive, and able to keep it in the gloves. Big defense.
Oliver Dunn after the game.
We were playing down the line, and I knew that more than likely the ball was going to be at me or that way. So I think I was anticipating a little bit being that way because we were guarding the double. But it was one of those ones you just hope to react the right way when the play happens.
NBA, the Bucks lose another road game, this time to the Wizards. 117-113.
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
Can only wait so long.
I know. I mean, I forget how long that intro is, man. It's like, come on, get to it. I almost said sticks. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't do the Alan Parsons Project, man. Do not do that.
I am very sorry for that. I don't know where that came from. I'm going to lose my classic rock card.
You are.
We appreciate you being with us, everybody. Seth and James here with you, taking you to the top of the hour with some fun. We got good stuff coming up for you. And this one is quite interesting. Google just agreed to delete all the data they've been collecting from people's incognito searches in Chrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been tracking those.
Oh, yeah.
As a side note, I gotta go. I gotta go. I got some work to do on the side. It has nothing to do with this. Seth, cover. Most people assume that when they search for... Actually, let's explain this a little bit first for those who don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of people are still using the web browser Chrome, even though they updated. I am one of them. I don't like the update. I like using the older one.
Yeah.
But with that comes the risk of them not having the same security that they do on the newer stuff. So that is something that people worry about. And people worry about these things called cookies that land on your computer and can stay on there and can have malware or any kind of other things.
Man, how did something like that get to name so good as cookies? I don't get that.
I don't either.
Come on, man. Don't ruin cookies by that.
I hear people that love spam say that about spam with Gmail, with email.
That's true. And I am one of those people. Yeah, Thank you very much. No.
It's weird. It is weird.
It is kind of strange.
But, you know, you pull up the incognito and you have, like a lot of us have assumed, well, okay, this means that those cookies, that tracking data cannot happen. Well, spoiler alert, we were wrong. Most people assume that when they search for something in incognito mode, it's confidential, but all it really does is not add it to your computer's search history. A lawsuit filed in 2020 accused Google of misrepresenting the type of data it collects from these searches. Yep. The lawsuit was settled late last year, but the details just came out in court filing this week. They agreed to delete billions of data records from people's private browsing sessions. The plaintiffs wanted $5 billion in damages too, but that did not happen. Google is updating its disclosure forums and allowing people to block third-party cookies in incognito mode for the next 5 years. That's interesting. They also won't track how often you switch to incognito from now on.
Oh, boy.
So they were doing that as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We want to believe in these things. We've got enough things on our plate to worry about. Like, we don't need this, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I say this all the time when it comes to, like, YouTube commercials. Like, nobody's buying those products. Nobody cares. Nobody. That's not smart with your. You're not being smart with your advertising money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, be smarter. This is not working. The data shows you that people that spend money on those commercials, it just doesn't work. The only people making money off of that is Google. The only people are YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. And the creators, which is owned by Google.
Right.
Or the people who create the commercials. That's it. Yeah.
Like going forward, it would be amazing. A really amazing thing to see a company actually do what it says it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Like, yeah. We are, and think about this too, everybody. Remember this. Please remember this. You have the power. You are in control. Whether we're talking elections or we're talking in companies, we have the power. It's your money. Mm-hmm. You choose where to spend it.
Right.
It's your time. It's your search engine. It's all of your things.
It's your vote.
It's your vote.
It's your vote. The last, get this, everyone. The last privacy law that was passed in the United States was in 1988. And that was so that basically people working in video stores couldn't release what videos you rented.
That was the last.
That was the last privacy legislation we've had in the United States. And that's one of the reasons why we have stuff like this coming out. And it's going to continue to come out, everybody. Okay, anyone who has an Apple device out there, they got this really cool thing. And I do admit it's pretty cool. Okay, you can put a new app on your Apple phone and it says, ask this app not to track me. You get the you get the thing. Hey, man, that's cool. By the way, 97% people use that for every single app they have. 97%.
Yeah.
This does not keep Apple from tracking you. Apple still is collecting your data. Apple is. So that, I mean, it's cool that they're doing that other thing. Guess what? Yeah. But they're still doing it themselves.
They, it's this kind of like lulling you into a false sense of security kind of thing.
Yeah, this is how they make their money, people. This is how they make money. They gather your data and they sell it. That's what they do.
One of the worst things to come of this, too, to me, is the people that, like, it, this turns them off of tech. And they don't want anything to do with the internet or something like that. Or they look at the internet as just this big boogeyman. It's not the internet.
Nope.
It's us. it's us. We've got to be smarter. We've got to be better. We have to not only, and I'm not saying just we as consumers. I mean, the people that are in behind these businesses, the CEOs, all these people need to be more human. How we make that happen, I got no clue.
That's
I'm still working on it like the rest of us and everything.
I think there's a variety of ways, and we're starting to see some of that now. Antitrust, finally, after 40 years, finally doing some stuff. You know, Apple, like I said, they were just brought in for that. Google's in anti. These are good things. These are good things because it helps competition.
That
keeps people straight. That makes them do the right thing.
You know, speaking of competition, Seth, one thing that has been on my mind a lot in this election cycle, and again, a big thank you to everybody that voted yesterday, that all of our poll workers, to our own Melissa Kay and our whole Civic Media News team,
great
and the
reporting,
great work that they did. One of the things that steps to mind for me is the Supreme Court and how we need to relook at this. Because when you have a job that you don't, you'll never lose, where is your motivation to do your job? And, I mean, if anything else, like if the Supreme Court never had a nick in its armor, that'd be one thing. But we've all seen the reports of Justice Thomas. And you telling me he's the only one?
No.
They're all bought. They're all bought. It's not even me just throwing this out there or anything. We've got the data to show you this now. Why do they get to have this cushy job that they're not even doing well, that half the time they're not even representing America? They're representing their interests, who's in their pocket, or who got them in that position. That's not the American way. That's not what we want. Again, that's have the power.
Anti-democratic. It's anti-democratic.
It's one of the most anti-democratic. It's as anti-democratic to me as waving around the Southern flag. Like, that's not democracy. That's not America. That's not our flag. It's the same, it's in the same boat to me. Like, and until we actually take some action with these things, and by action, I mean your vote. I mean being smart about it. You are never going to beat them. Like, I know these people that I don't understand. We have the greatest, most powerful military in the universe. Like, what do you think you're going to do against that? That's a whole side thing. When it comes to our power, it's our vote, it's our money, it's our dollar. Choose wisely with these things. That's so key to this. Google doesn't get big. Google doesn't get away with these things unless we let them. When I was a kid and I'm seeing my mother looking at a National Enquirer newspaper, I'm like, this is the smartest human being I know. What is she doing looking at these things? Why would anybody buy those? Why are they for sale? Because people buy them.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
That's right.
We have the power over those things.
Real quick, I want to do, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately, and I haven't used Google as a search engine for a long time, but I did look. You know, I was just curious, what alternatives do we have? Actually, there's quite a few. There's quite a few alternatives. There's one I found. It's called Swiss Cows. And it's absolutely no tracking at all. They don't. It's completely anonymous searching. Mm. Now there are certain limits to what you can do, yeah. you know, and search for. But man, I think about that. There are alternatives out there, everybody, and it's not that hard to find them. Yeah. It really isn't. So you know, consider something like that. Just what James is saying. You know, consider what you're doing with your money or your searches in this point, which, in the end, up. Is kind of your money.
And your time.
Really, and your time.
Your time is as valuable as your
right.
money. It really is. So, and just keep on reminding yourself, mm-hmm. we have the power. We the people. It's mm-hmm. we the people, not we the corporations.
Exactly.
Or we the dollar. Or we the Supreme Court. It's we the people.
Let's keep it in mind.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast, for all of the things you may one day do, do play and laugh, do win and lose, do learn from your mistakes, and challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid, or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join The Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join The Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your requests, and more. Every genre, every song, if it was released from 1990 to 99, we will play it. Sundays, 8 to 9 on Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. Booyah!
It is going to be windy with scattered off and on snow through the day today. We may only get a couple more inches of accumulation, but wind will be from the north gusting to between 30 and 40, even up to 45 at times, and that will create some issues. 37 today, more light rain and snow tonight, 33 tomorrow, rain and snow ending 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 31.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Take it to the top of the hour. Wrap up our show for today. Mm-hmm. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Going to have some fun. Melissa will be in with us tomorrow. Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. And we'll wrap up the week with the James Gang, as you guys call it, with Seth and Melissa with us. Looking forward
to that. That's what I call it. Yeah. No one else does, but I do.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. And again, a big thank you to the whole team here. Stick around, everybody. Matt Nair on the air. Coming up. Looking forward to that. Great show. If you haven't been able to catch it before,
it's a lot of fun. I'm
not only one of the best voices you're going to hear in radio and Jane, but a great show. Really a lot of fun. Can encourage you to stick around for that. We got to get to a That Ain't Right story. And you can get away with this if you're Yosemite Sam in the Looney Tunes movies, but not in real life. Okay.
Okay.
The end of list. Yosemite Sam, that's it.
That's it. Cartoon character.
Yes. Or if you're in a movie. If you're in a movie, you can get away with this.
Okay.
A 26-year-old man named Craig Miller is facing more than a dozen charges after he randomly fired multiple shots in the streets of downtown Nashville. It happened early Monday. A witness said Craig was at an intersection, waving a firearm around and shooting off rounds in different directions. The police showed up and asked Craig what was going on. Initially, he denied shooting a gun, but he later admitted that he had just gotten through a divorce and fired 8 rounds as a celebration of regaining his freedom. knucklehead. Craig wasn't just happy. It sounds like he was also on something.
Yeah.
So that added to the mix of this. So that's an important note.
Wow.
But yeah, yeah. Like Yosemite Sam or in a movie, yep. That's it.
No. You don't. It down in Nashville, down. What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, do you know, yeah.
These are like projectiles.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know where they're going. This could have been a horrible story.
It's interesting because I've talked about this with a lot of my friends that are hunters. I grew up with a lot of friends as hunters and all that. I know you did too.
Yeah.
And they can't stand stories like
this. Oh, I know.
Like people that really do. Loving your firearm is not a real thing. It's it can't love you back. Caring about it, enjoying it, those things. I get that. I get that. And I have no qualms with any of that. To the people that are actually smart about it.
Yep.
This is not a birthright. You know, you can have that firearm taken away from you, and you should.
Yeah. There's laws.
If you're an idiot like this.
Exactly.
Like, and if you're a lover of guns, if you're somebody that is in this camp or something, if you're a member of the NRA or anything like that, you should be disgusted by people like this more than anybody because they are making it that much harder for you. Like, I don't like quite get this, but I also grew up differently. I grew up with guns pointed at me.
Yeah.
And that's a whole different ball game. And if you haven't experienced that, don't talk to me about it,
please.
You don't know what you're talking about. Then
no.
I'm sorry, you don't know the full range of what we're talking about with this. If you disagree with me, phone lines are open. 715-424-2600. This is not just me talking. I want to talk with you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me a call. 715-424-2600. Otherwise, you can email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. That's just that ain't right.
That ain't right.
That ain't right there. And there's better ways to celebrate, like a divorce.
Seriously. I mean, come on. Get some nachos or something.
Yeah. There's a lot of better ways. A lot of more fun ways, too.
Yeah.
Like not being in jail. That seems like a fun thing. We need a palate cleanser, and we're going to get one today from 3 to 4 with our good friend, Sheriff Sean Becker, joining us in Wood County Sheriff's Department. They'll be in studio with us. I don't know if Wisconsin Rapids Community Media will be here or not with the weather. I don't want to put that on them.
Right.
They got a small staff over there. We want to wish them safe travels if they are coming by.
Mm-hmm.
If not, that's all right. We'll catch up with them later. And do encourage you to follow along on social media with them. Type into your YouTube search bar, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and subscribe and follow along with the great work they are doing.
All right.
We have got good stuff on our radio tonight. It's a ball night.
Oh, yeah.
Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Memphis Grizzlies at 6:30. Looking to get Doc and the gang on the right page here. Especially, this is a game that, so they're hosting this game, the Memphis is. They're hosting this game in the Kohl Center.
Right.
But I want to see how they do on the road more. That's where I'm focusing in. And especially as we're getting into the tail end of the season.
Right.
It's getting more and more important.
We're getting real close now, yeah.
Keep in mind, we'll also, who knows if we're going to have local high school sports because of the weather.
We were supposed to have a game yesterday, of course, that not happening, and we'll see about tomorrow because we are supposed to be carrying a game tomorrow night as well on WIRI, but we'll see.
If everything goes as planned, we'll have that game for you on WIRI at 4:25, Lincoln High School softball versus Merrill. Mike and Seth be running that one, and big thank you to them for that. We have got good stuff coming up for you as well in our area, but I do want to remind everybody about some closings that happen, like the Aging and Disability Resource Center have their Meals on Wheels and Senior Dining canceled for today. Also, keep in mind the Aspirus Riverview Home Delivery Meals is canceled for today. And our friends over at the Elks Lodge let us know that bingo is canceled
for
today.
No bingo today, yeah.
So with those things, if you know anybody that gets those meals, please reach out to them, find out how they're doing. Maybe bring a meal. Maybe, you know, it's a chance to make more food. God, we love doing that in the Midwest. Go ahead and do that and check in on each other, and thank you for being a good person. I appreciate that. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, etc., to be securely shredded on site for Shred Day, the United Way's Shred Day coming up. Each individual can shred up to 18 by 10 boxes for free, and they kindly ask for a $5 donation for everything after that. Mm-hmm. Shred Day will be next Wednesday, April 10th, from 9 to 11, or until maximum capacity is reached. Keep that in mind. Okay. So you'll probably want to get there early. This will all take place at Prevail Bank parking lot at 1601 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Come on, Mother Nature, give us good weather for that.
Please.
And find out more at uwswac.org. Big shout out to Prevail Bank and all the great sponsors behind that one.
Yes, indeed.
And we, as long as we've been talking about Meals on Wheels being canceled today and everything, I feel like today is a good day to remind people that this is one of the best volunteer opportunities you're going to hear.
Yep.
If you reach out to the ADRC and you can, you want to do this, like, well, I got a crazy schedule. They'll work with you.
Yep.
I can only do this one or two meals. They'll work with you. There is no scenario where they will not try to make things work with you.
Absolutely.
To get these meals out there. And when it comes to like an investment. We've been talking about investments and everything. So an investment of your time. Say it takes you an hour, hour and a half to drop off one of these meals. You meet this person. You have a conversation. You check in on them. You leave. Time well spent.
Time well spent.
Very well spent. And, if you don't believe me, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
You never know until you try.
Uh-huh. And I promise you, you are going to feel what I'm talking about. Go ahead and reach out to our friends at the ADRC at adrc-cw.org. I didn't realize I have their webpage.
Oh, it's right in your brain now, man. Wow.
Makes
it easier to say on the air.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Let's take a look at some world good stories. We haven't gotten a chance to spread our legs and kind of stretch out and check these out for a while. Firefighters in Southern California used a helicopter to airlift a horse to safety on Sunday.
Whoa.
The horse got spooked, ran off, and ended up stranded in a river.
Oh, no.
The horse is fine. They had to cover its eyes when they lifted it out,
of
though.
Of course, yes.
I mean, seeing itself way up off the ground could have freaked it out a lot more.
Yeah, yeah. But that's great. Wow, that's really cool.
Remember this lady from last year, Joy Ryan, is 94. Last year, she set a world record after her grandson, Brad, helped her visit all 63 national parks.
I remember that, yes.
She's the oldest person to ever do it, and now she's back in the news because their new goal is to visit all 7 continents.
Oh,
nice.
Hello.
Yeah.
Wow. You go.
They've already got North America obviously checked off.
Obviously.
They've also done Africa and just got back from South America, including a trip to the Galapagos Islands. So they've got Europe, Asia, Australia, and Antarctica to go.
Yeah. Do you know I have a campaign that doesn't, and it's not going very well.
Yeah.
But why does Europe get to be its own continent?
Yeah, yeah.
I've always wondered, because it's part of the Eurasian landmass. Why isn't it just Eurasia as a continent?
Since I was a child, I've wondered this.
Yeah.
I'm 100%. I'll sign that petition. I'm with you on this one.
There should only be 6 continents.
Yeah, really should. I think we just liked 7 better. Or Europe had the...
I think it's because Europe came up with the idea.
Exactly.
I think it was them, yeah.
Heroes write history. I should say
the winners write history.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Winners write history is the way I meant to say that. Yes. The opposite of what I said.
Yeah.
That is a really cool one. I would love to do that. I know that our old friend around here, Carl, he had this dream of visiting all the major league ballparks.
I
remember him telling me that. I'm like, just thought that was a wonderful idea. It was really cool. It actually inspired me to think of, well, I would like to visit all of our national parks. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. And this lady not only stole the idea, she made it better.
She made it even better.
Yeah, did a great job. Good.
That's
cool,
great.
Big tip of the hat to her.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool. Let's see here. That was kind of most of our good stories I wanted to touch on.
All right.
I did see this one right here that I thought was interesting. A team of researchers analyzed the results of 350,000 coin tosses to determine whether the results are truly 50-50. Yeah.
They've done this from time to time, right?
Yeah. Yep. We're going to get into that tomorrow. That's a tease, everybody.
Oh,
that's
cliffhanger.
It's a preview.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, they want us to start previewing stuff more. They want us to tease stuff more now. So I've never really done that.
Tune in tomorrow to find out.
I'm going to try to do more of that now. let's see. A woman on a flight to Thailand went into labor in an airplane bathroom, and the pilot delivered the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
He turned the controls over to his co-pilot, found the woman in active labor, and delivered the kid without any problems. Mom and baby doing just fine.
Is there like something that happens to people that suddenly understand how to deliver a baby?
Yeah.
Because we hear this, not all the time, But every now and then you'll hear a cop or something like that, someone who's not trained to deliver a baby, and they deliver it fine. It's like, wow.
It's incredible.
That is amazing.
It really is, yeah. And a Grubhub driver in Virginia wraps up our good stories here. Delivered someone's lunch to an animal shelter last month and left with a dog.
Oh!
It was a weekend, so he had his 5-year-old daughter with him while he made the deliveries.
No.
She saw a black and white pit bull mix in the front window named Jaiho and fell in love. He's been there a while. The shelter says their average dog gets adopted in 24 days. He's been there for 8 months.
Oh, what a wonderful story.
It's a really
plus,
cool one.
Plus, don't bring your kids with you to the animal shelter.
You're definitely going to
get something. I'm telling
you. It's like going grocery shopping hungry. You're leaving with stuff. You're leaving with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it does also set us up to remind you about tomorrow being our Pet of the Week with the Suffolk County Humane Society.
That's right.
Looking forward to that. And they've been highlighting animals that have been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Encourage you to reach out to our friends at the Humane Society. You can find out more and listen in tomorrow, of course. Mm-hmm. But find out more right now at sch.com. I got cocky there.
You did. You tried, man.
I got cocky with that one. The website for them is swchs.com. There we go.
SWCHS.com. You know, speaking of it's karma, it's like it's right there just to beat you down, right? Immediately.
Me. Anytime I have any kind of confidence, immediately does it get me.
No, you don't.
We got good stuff coming up for you. Matt and Aaron on the air right here. Seth, great show today.
It was fun.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.